یا محفوظ کمیونٹیز
آتھرائزڈ بائی دی سی ایف او آف دی اونٹاریو لبرل پارٹی.
مدعی لاکھ برا چاہے تو کیا ہوتا ہے, اور وہی ہوتا ہے جو منظور خدا ہوتا ہے. मॉर्निंग एवरीवन, और नमस्ते, नमस्कार, सीताराम, और अस्सलामु अलैकुम, एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम, एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस. جہاں کہیں آپ موجود ہو, اپنی کاموں سے ذرا سی مہلت لے کر ان مستانوں کو سننے کے لیے تیار ہو جائیے. اور اے بہارے باغ ارنیا چند روز, دیکھ لو اس کا تماشا چند روز. اور اے مسافر کوچ کا سامان کر, اس سلام ہے بسیرا چند روز.
سیتارام ست سری اکال, جے گرو داتا, سائی رام, السلام علیکم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو شبنم ریڈیو آن اے سیٹرڈے. اف کورس وی وانٹ ٹو سے ہیلو ٹو اور فرینڈز اکراس دی گلوب وایا shabnamradio.com اینڈ Welcome to Valjeet at Master Control at 770 WTOR. Hey sister, how are you? Hey, a little dil to pagal hai. Right here on 770 Shabnam Radio, www.shabnamradio.com. As we extend a warm welcome to you and yours.
And all my family.
Yes, and to all my family.
My friend and me.
My Shabnam Radio family.
My family.
Let's enjoy this one together.
We share each other endlessly. We should be living in love each other when God calls on our mouth. It's over before it's too late, and we never have a chance to see each other.
Hey, let's not forget the COVID. You remember a couple of years ago how it was a lockdown? Come on, let's enjoy. Be careful. Do your due diligence. But enjoy the weather. Enjoy each other's company outdoors.
Have a chance to see each other. Oh, let we have a drink together. Every day we live in stress and worry. Tomorrow we will make a happy story. But why not make tomorrow today? Cherish all the ones who fill your story. We don't want to say if when or maybe when someone that you love falls away. You are my brother, you are my sister. Hand in hand we'll face whatever.
Hey, the lines are open. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Hey, Mr. Gary Khan, boat cruise is coming up next Saturday. Hope it's a good weather, but it's going to be a great time indeed.
Think about giving, not receiving. Live a legacy that is worth leaving. Make someone number one today. Together we must make this journey. I lean on you, you lean on me. We'll never let each other go astray. You are my brother, you are my sister. Hand in hand we'll face whatever. We walk together, I'm in your corner. I am here for you whenever. Don't take forever to say we love each other. When God calls on our mouth, it's over before it's too late, and we never have a chance to see each other.
I want to say hello and welcome to Nanda Maraj and of course Sally Ali. Welcome.
Before it's too late and we never have a chance to see each other.
Do we have any Guyanese listening? You know, we are celebrating Guyana's independence. Guyana's 56th anniversary as an independent nation. Of course, GI, let's take a drink together. Anybody from Guyana, turn up the volume. If you love sweet Guyana, turn up the volume.
Somebody just wait if you fly. Can't wait till I touch down, my sweet Guyana. Link up with my friends and family. It's long time I've been waiting, feels like forever. One people, one nation, one destiny. Guyana is my country, and I say in it proudly. You could never take that out of me. And I rep in my homeland from you.
All right, the lines are open, 416-848-7772. I want to ask you, if you're proud Guyanese, phoning and wish your fellow Guyanese happy independence.
Me, I'm a proud Guyanese, Georgetown, Guyana.
416-848-7772.
Saying it proudly, you could never take that out of me. And I rep in my homeland from USA to London. Believe me, I'm a proud Guyanese. Guyana is my country, and I'm saying it proudly. You could never take that out of me. And I rep in my homeland from USA to London. Believe me, I'm a proud Guyanese.
Anybody from Demerara, Burbies? Hey, that's of course a proud JP, my sweet Guyana. Hey, this is one of the best songs describing Guyana, in my opinion. Beautiful indeed, JP. Hey, give me a call if you're a pro Guyanese. Apparently, no Guyanese listening to me today. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772.
The 2022 Duck Curry Competition is in Cancun on July 28th to August 1st. Who is going? The Duck and the Curry going for sure, plus Raymond Ramnarine, Terry G, young upcoming dancer and singer Ariana, Randy Reckless, and the Reckless Tassic Group. The competition for the best tasting duck is in Cancun for 2022. For more info, call TravelSpan in Canada at 647-557-6200. That's 647-557-6200. In New York, call 212-243-0865. In Trinidad, call Emeralds at 645-1604. And in Guyana, 227-1701. Or visit us at TravelSpan.com.
And staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road, extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for all your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
It's back! Superstar's annual Father's Day dinner and concert. Chutney meets Bollywood. Saturday, June 18th at Mirage Banquet Hall. Featuring Rakesh Yankaran. Devan and Gattu. Kavita. Beam.
Janam janam ka saath hai nibhane ko.
Backed by Ravi Sukhu and the N2 Band. Hosted by Richard Aziz and DJ Riyad. Early bird tickets $50 including dinner. Kids under 5 free. Doors open at 6:30. Dinner from 7 to 9 p.m. Chutney meets Bollywood. For birthdays, group packages and info, call or text Nigel 437-331-2387.
Masala TV is presenting a boat cruise.
Celebrating Trinidad and Tobago's 60th anniversary of independence. It's a red, white and black event. All aboard the Enterprise 2000, Saturday, June the 4th. Boarding time, 8 p.m. Departing at 9 p.m. Tickets are only $60, which includes a delicious meal catered by Caribbean Cabana Starlight Family Restaurant. Get your tickets. Call 647-761-3388 or 416-691-6919.
There's a new funeral home in Durham that combines elegance with affordability. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, offering many services from traditional burials to simple cremations, plus great reception facilities to celebrate your loved one's life. Right now, funeral homes have a 30% allowed capacity, but this is a larger facility, so it's perfect for larger services. Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, striving to provide grieving families with compassion, care, and convenience. On Finley, near Bailey in Ajax. Online, acvc.info.
Well, we are here keeping you company, and of course, to remind you, the boat cruise is coming. The big one indeed, celebrating Trinidad and Tobago's independence. It's in August, but of course we're getting an early start because at 60, you know, we need to do it, in fact, for the full year. So again, we invite you to come out, red, white and black affair. So get your bandanas, your flags, your red, white and black and come on out. But today again, we want to extend our best wishes to the people and the government of the Republic of Guyana as they celebrate their 56th anniversary as an independent nation. Those of you who saw on the 26th, the night, it was early morning, they had a downpour of rain, and of course they were calling it blessings, and His Excellency Dr. Mavid Irfan Ali and the Vice President and the Prime Minister, they get soaked, but they were there having a great time. The police, they were out in the night and working, soaking wet. I must say congratulations indeed, a patriotic bunch indeed, and of course big things are happening in Guyana, and we continue to bring it live on Caribbean Showtime TV, our 24/7 network, and we want to invite you, please join us. Tomorrow morning, we have a two-hour program starting at 11. So it's a live program. You could call in and say hello and chit-chat with us. As we continue, let's play some more commercial and come back with some more great music.
Sunrise Homes presents the biggest musical event of 2022. Finally, the wait is over and she is here, Medley Queen, Neha Kakkar. Along with top Indian Idol contestants. Second July Saturday at Paramount Fine Food Center, Mississauga. Hurry up, get your tickets now. Call 416-464-8649 or log on to ticketmaster.ca. Sponsored by Sunray Group, Neha Sethi. Co-sponsored by Fido, Value Mobile and Chatter Mobile.
Spread the word. Shock Nam Radio is now on 24/7.
Bring your bottle, bring your food. Bring your bottle, bring your food. Bring your bottle, bring your food.
Knock a table and bust a tune. We in a Ghana session. The bottle and spoon in the hand. Playing my favorite jam. Knock a thing, knock a thing.
Hey, you're going to be knocking a lot on the boat cruise. The big one coming up next weekend. Gary Khan, Masala TV, boat cruise. Welcome to Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. Hope you had a good week and we're here to keep you company all weekend long.
प्यार साथी नहीं ऐसा जैसे के फूल हंस के जहर कोई पिए जाए शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जा मुझे डोर कोई खींचे तेरी ओर लिए जा कसम मेरे होश ये जाए शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जा मुझे तो तेरे पैगाम दिए जाए शाम मस्तानी मदहोश किए जा मुझे तो
make your vacation a memorable one. Enjoy your trip just as if you are at home. Your music, your culture, and your way to have fun with all you can eat and drink at an all-inclusive vacation. July 14th to July 18th is Bollywood on the Beach, plus Indo-Cultural in Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. July 21st to July 25th, Christian Community Week. July 28th to August 1st, Curry Duck Curry Competition in Cancun, Mexico. August 4th to August 8th, Caribbean Throwback Week, and August 11th to August 15th, Soca vs. Indian. Seats are available from Canada, New York, Miami, Orlando, Atlanta, Newark, Trinidad, and Guyana. Make this a family and friends reunion. Call TravelSpan today in Canada at 647-557-6200, in New York at 718-845-0437, in Trinidad, 645-1604, and in Guyana, 227-1701.
Hey, and you, this is a really unique event indeed. Of course, where family and friends from any part of the world now could join you in the Dominican Republic for get-together. Now, tickets are selling and booking up. Reach out to the telephone number. Call if you have any questions about it. It's going to be a really nice one. Again, it's really affordable and everything is included. Stay with us. This is Shabdam Radio as we continue saying hello to all our listeners and welcome.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatak's home-cooked food, whether it's for a big or small occasion. Give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food. 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Twilight Family Restaurant and Bar is Scarborough's largest West Indian family restaurant. Come and sample our delicious appetizers like our chicken wings, black pudding, and spicy shrimp. Great entrees such as chili chicken and Twilight spicy chicken. Give us a call at 416-754-6894. Twilight Restaurant and Bar, serving the best in Guyanese Chinese cuisine for the past 8 years.
Welcome to ShopNamRadio.com. ShopNamRadio.com.
Welcome to your Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. In the headlines, 3 children have died in a fire in Guyana. Trinidad and Tobago's opposition prepares for internal elections. And Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Mottley is named one of the 100 most influential people for 2022. We begin with news coming out of Guyana. 3 children have died in a fire on Thursday at their 10th Field Barnwell, Mocha Acadia East Bank Demerara home. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Dead are 8-year-old Timothy Kippings, 6-year-old Trayshaw Kippings, and 1-year-old Zahalia. Their mother, 23-year-old Tracy Fleur, is employed as a security officer. She was not at home at the time of the incident. A neighbor who requested to remain anonymous said she observed the house on fire and immediately ran to the scene. She also confirmed the children were left alone at the house. However, their relatives lived 2 plots away and would check up on them while the mother was away at work during the night. She also recalled hearing screams from the home, but within a matter of minutes, the fire consumed the 1-level shack. In some other news, a memorandum of understanding was signed between Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana on Sunday. The MOU focuses on renewed and enhanced cooperation and was signed by Ministers of Foreign Affairs Hugh Todd and Amory Brown. Both countries have agreed to remove non-tariff barriers for regional trade in agricultural produce and fast-track the removal of the transport constraints. The sign-in was done in the presence of the President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, and Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley.
What we have concluded and chartered is a joint commitment on how we're going to secure the futures of the people of this 2 countries by working together, by partnership, looking at joint opportunity, looking at low-hanging fruits, and developing a medium to long-term pathway through which we will enjoy success for Guyana, Trinidad and Tobago, and the people of both countries.
Also in attendance at the event, which was held in Guyana, was Minister of Agriculture, Land and Fisheries, Kazim Hussein. Meanwhile, the governments of Trinidad and Tobago and Guyana are currently discussing the possibility of a cargo ferry service for the 2 countries. The announcement was made by the President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali.
As we speak to you now, we're already exploring the possibility of having a cargo plus ferry facility as an experiment between Guyana and Trinidad, moving people and goods and services.
Guyana's President, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali. The government of Guyana on Wednesday signed a US $260 million contract for the construction of the new Demerara River Bridge at the Nandi Park East Bank Demerara site, where the eastern end of the bridge will land. The contract is being hailed as the largest public infrastructure project undertaken in Guyana. Minister within the Ministry of Public Works, Deodat Indar, told those gathered that for many years there were promises of a new harbour bridge, as the current one has surpassed its lifespan. He noted that while the current Demerara Harbour Bridge is being managed and maintained to ensure that the very necessary links between Regions 3 and 4 is present, the government has made a promise to prioritize the construction of a new bridge. And Prime Minister Mark Phillips on Wednesday visited several locations in Region 9 to assess the flooding of several communities. A number of low-lying communities were inundated due to heavy rainfall and water runoff from neighboring Brazil. PM Phillips was accompanied by a team of officials from the various government agencies. The visiting officials met with regional, municipal, and community leaders upon arrival and were briefed on the current status of households, farms, livestock, and assets of those impacted. It was confirmed that a total of 4 shelters are now in use. More than 130 persons are occupying the shelters. In news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, Trinidad and Tobago's opposition leader, Kamla Poussat-Bissessa, has announced that the United National Congress will hold its internal elections on Sunday, 26 June 2022. The announcement was made during the party's national arm briefing last weekend.
So the aggregate numbers are 328 positive cases for the period 9 to 15 May. The number of schools that gave us those positive cases, 153. And the number of schools that were tested, 404.
Nomination forms for the United National Congress's National Executive were made available from Wednesday, 25th May, 2022. A call is made on Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister, Dr. Keith Rowley, to give the Petrotrin retirees what is due to them. This comes from Oilfield Workers Trade Union President General Ansel Roger. He said the retirees were waiting too long for their pension. Mr. Roger was speaking at a gathering outside the office of the Prime Minister on Thursday. In some more news coming out of Trinidad and Tobago, persons traveling to Trinidad and Tobago will no longer be required to present a travel pass. However, that country's Health Minister Terence Dialsing said this will not take effect until June 1st. He made the announcement at the Ministry of Health's news briefing. Minister Dialsing explained that in the absence of a negative PCR or antigen test, persons must go into state-supervised quarantine at his or her own expense and must provide a negative test during his or her quarantine period. Activist Yesenia Gonzalez is disappointed by the poor treatment Venezuelan nationals face at the immigration offices in Trinidad and Tobago. She made the statement while protesting in front of the immigration division in San Fernando earlier this week. Ms. Gonzalez said Venezuelans are being threatened by immigration authorities to sign deportation forms. 2,000 citizens of Trinidad and Tobago can soon benefit from employment at Royal Caribbean International. That's according to the country's tourism minister, Randall Mitchell. He made the statements during the signing of a memorandum of understanding between this country and Royal Caribbean. Minister Mitchell said jobs will be available in housekeeping, entertainment, electrical, and other areas. The minister added that the jobs will be offered in June in Port of Spain, San Fernando, and Tobago. There will be no application fees, and some jobs may not require a CXC certificate. You are listening to the Caribbean News Roundup on Shabnam Radio. It's time now to take a look at more news from the Caribbean region. The food import bill in the Caribbean Community member state may be reduced by up to 25% in 2025, due to the establishment of the Guyana Barbados Food Terminal in Barbados. This is according to the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, who was speaking during a joint press conference on Friday with the Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Carrot. Mottley said the investment in such a facility will allow for the movement of food from countries that are involved in mass agriculture production. Mottley added that she will convene a meeting shortly with financial institutions to deliberate on the establishment of the terminal and other projects to ensure that affordable capital is available to state entities and private sector individuals to be able to expand production and undertake logistics. Addressing the issue of the movement of goods and services within the region, Mottley stated that the Caribbean Development Bank has agreed to take the lead in this regard to see how the issue could be resolved. And Prime Minister Mia Amor Mottley has made the Time 100 list of the most influential people. Motley has spent the past few years since becoming the first female Prime Minister of Barbados lobbying for better trade and financial relationships and the conditions for Barbados, the Caribbean and small island developing state. She has voiced her concerns about the effects of climate change on small island developing states and was well recognized by global leaders and influencers at the COP26 conference last year, where she chided bigger countries with regard to climate change. Among Motley's milestones are the transition of Barbados to Republican status last year. Additionally, Motley led the Barbados Labour Party to two historic consecutive 30-0 victories in general elections in Barbados. The World Bank's Board of Executive Directors approved the financing of $25 million for Grenada's first Recovery and Resilience Programmatic Development Policy Credit. The financing will help support the country's recovery by promoting a greener and more climate-resilient economy, improving sustainability and greater accountability for fiscal management. The project will assist in establishing a comprehensive disaster risk management legislation to utilize resources efficiently and effectively, promote more extensive use of renewable energy, and improve energy efficiency. Additionally, increased use of technology is expected with the passage of legislation and other plans to improve data safeguards. St. Kitts and Nevis is bracing for the possible detection of monkeypox in the Federation. This is according to Chief Medical Officer at the Joseph N. Franz General Hospital, Dr. Cameron Wilkerson. He said with the rise in cases of monkeypox in Europe, the United States and other countries around the world, St. Kitts and Nevis is on high alert. According to Dr. Wilkerson, the World Health Organization say they expect more cases of monkeypox to emerge as they expand surveillance in non-endemic countries, therefore it is reasonable to expect that it can be detected soon. And finally, zoo officials in Jamaica have described it as an unfortunate event where a man they described as a contractor had his finger bitten by a lion over the weekend. A video posted on social media showed the incident at Jamaica Zoo in St. Elizabeth, a parish situated on the island's southern coast. Media reports said the incident occurred last Friday. The video shows the man placing his hands in the mouth of the lion while people believed to be patrons can be heard commenting on his actions in the background in disbelief. The lion then held onto the man's hand while vigorously trying to remove it. We have come to the end of this week's Caribbean News Roundup, right here on Chubnum Radio. My name is Nicole Dookie, inviting you to join us again next time, where we keep you updated and informed on the latest developments in the Caribbean region.
Well, again, we want to say thank you to Nicole Dookie for bringing us the news every Saturday right here on Shabnam Radio. And speaking about news, it's no news that the election is coming up, right? You know that. So on the line again, we'd like to welcome our dear friend to the program, Sarah Singh, one of the hardest working MPP that I know in Ontario indeed. And in fact, she is the deputy political leader of the NDP. And she is contesting, well, she's the incumbent for the Brampton Centre riding. We want to say hello and welcome, Sarah. How are you today?
Oh, good afternoon, Richard. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Well, great indeed. And, you know, throughout that whole storm last weekend, you were on the campaign trail and working, again, knocking doors. And what is happening now, the last stretch of the race? What do you would like our listeners to know about this campaign and you in particular?
Well, I know last week was a hectic week for a lot of folks, and so it was great to kind of get out into the community and just check in with people, make sure everyone was doing all right. So, you know, we're continuing that door knocking again for this week and this final push here as we head into the home stretch for the election. So, you know, really want to encourage folks to get out and vote early. Today is the last day for advanced polls. You know, you can vote up until 8 p.m. at your local a polling station, and in Brampton Center, we have a number of them, and a popular one for everyone is at the Bramley City Center. So, you know, if you're doing some shopping in the area, get on over and cast your ballot early. You know, really hoping that I can count on the community support to keep up this great work. You know, I know there's still so much more work that we need to do, especially for the people of Brampton, to get us another hospital, to lower auto insurance rates, you know, to provide home care supports for our elders and mental health supports for our young people. So, you know, I'm excited to get back to that work and fight for our city. So I want to encourage everyone to get out and vote early today.
And, of course, your track record speaks for itself. You've been working. In fact, that cancer center that recently got all parties to support you on is one of your greatest accomplishments indeed. And there's so much work, as you said, to be done. I've been seeing on the news lately, over and over again, that new highway that will be coming through the Brampton area. A lot of farmers, a lot of people are pushing back. The environmentalists, everybody's pushing back against it. What is your party stand on that, and how getting you into power together with your colleagues would make a difference?
Such a great question, Richard. Thanks so much. You know, so many people in our community oppose the 413 highway, and as many studies show, it's actually not going to save people any time off their commute. In fact, it'll cost us over $10 billion over 10 years, and so it's not a project that really makes sense for our city and for the region, and that's why even local council opposes the Highway 413. And, you know, the Ontario NDP, what we've committed to is addressing the congestion and gridlock in a practical way and making the right investments. That's why I'm really excited that we announced that we would be making the 407 toll-free for commercial truck drivers, you know, to help ease some of that transportation and logistics congestion that we experience. Not only is it people that are, you know, sitting on the highways there, but it's also goods, so it has an impact to our local economy. So we want to try to help with some practical solutions like that. You know, it was conservatives that actually privatized the 407 and made it a toll highway. So we want to try to get that be a little bit more accessible and utilized for the local community. So, you know, it's also about investments in transit, too. You know, we need to make sure we have things like two-way all-day go, for example, improving bus services. You know, I talk to young people, I talk to senior citizens who rely on transit, and the infrastructure just isn't there. Many people can't afford to buy a car. And so, you know, doing things like investing in transit and making sure that it's accessible, that we have transit-oriented communities, for example, being built in our city is where we want to, as the Ontario NDP, invest and make sure that we're building infrastructure people can use now and benefit from for generations to come.
We want to remind people, too, that, you know, for years we've been hearing about the disadvantage people living in Brampton have when it comes to insurance. That is a major, major topic around this time, election. Again, remind us what your stand is on that.
You know, the insurance issue is top of mind for Brampton drivers, has been for decades now. You know, Liberals promised that they would reduce our auto insurance premiums, but despite being in power for 15 years, you know, they didn't do that. And Doug Ford in 2018 campaigned that he would do that as well and reduce premiums for folks. And no one's really realized a real savings in their auto insurance premiums. And that's why the NDP, you know, we tabled several motions and bills in the House over the last 4 years and even before to end the practice of postal code discrimination, for example, which is what causes Brampton drivers to have to pay some of the highest auto insurance premiums in the province. But what we have is a bold plan to reduce those rates by 40% for drivers, but also launch a commission and a study to look at how we can effectively reform the system. You know, we know that in BC and Quebec, you know, they have different models for insurance, and we're open to reforming the system in order to save drivers money. So it's about bringing in some immediate savings, ending some practices that cause drivers in our community to pay more, but looking at ways to make the system better for the future as well.
Well, friends, we just want to remind you, Sarah Singh's office is open. This is the last push. And I didn't learn this until last week when I found out. It was, I feel it's a shoe-in for her because of her service prove time and time again. She's been on this program many times, in fact, reaching out to the community during the COVID pandemic, giving her number, giving herself and her service and her staff access to you. So we know that the good work she do and continue to do. But, you know, it was only by 89 votes she won last time. We can't let that happen. Did I tell you that she is of Guyanese origin? Her parents, her mom is from Guyana, own and operate Jazz at the corner of Queen and Tobram. So I'm asking those of you from the Caribbean who have met with Sarah or her parents, know that they are industrious, hardworking people, and Sarah is there fighting for. She's a young lady, just got her doctoral, I should say, Dr. Sarah Singh, and of course she is one of the high-ranking members of the NDP. She's a deputy political leader. To get service and get that type of qualification, and a young, hard-working individual giving of herself to serve us, we should only do what we can by helping elect her or re-elect her to the corridors of power. So again, if you need any answers to any of your concerns or questions, if you'd like to come on out and give a last-minute push and help Sarah Singh handle flyers, knock on doors, if you need a ride, you need transportation to the polling booths, the polling station, give her a call. Sarah, give us some contact info and where your office, campaign office and stuff like that is.
Thank you so much, Richard, and just thank you so much for those kind words and the support over the years. It truly has been an honor and a privilege to serve our community, and I'm definitely counting on the support to get back to it. But, you know, we've been there throughout the pandemic together, and I want to thank all the groups that have really stepped up to help provide and fill in some of the gaps during that time. So, you know, please, if you want to get in touch with our campaign, we're located at 50 Kennedy Road South at Kennedy and Clarence in Brampton, and our number is 647-847-5634. You can always reach out to us if you need a ride to the local polling station. We can help get you out to vote. But we have a fantastic team of volunteers and staff that have been helping us out. You know, and so the doors are open. You're welcome to drop by, help us with that last little push. We can always use more folks coming on down and helping us get out that vote in the last few days. June 2nd is a big day, and I know we're going to make history again, but with your support, you know, I know we'll be able to get reelected. And thank you again, once again, for all of the support over all these years.
Well, friends, again, you can help by simply asking your neighbor if they need a ride. Take them to the polls. And listen, at the end of the day, it's your decision who you support. But I must say, go out and vote. Exercise your right and cast your vote. Again, a last reminder, Sarah Singh is in the community, working with us, and I never really supported any, like the NDP or such. I have been a liberal all the life I've living in this country. But because of Sarah Singh and what I've been following in politics with her and her party, the party just got two more extra votes. So I believe in this young lady. How about you? Give her a chance. Let her go back and serve us again and again. Sarah, let me just say this. Thank you. You know, politicians always get the raw end, or you always want something there, but, you know, seems as if the opportunity only come around election. You have proven that wrong and convinced me. I want to say thank you for your service. Whether you win or not, I want to thank you on behalf of our community. You have been a fighter, and we are very proud of you. Whether you win or lose, you have our love and support.
Thank you so much, Richard. And, you know, like I said, it's been an honor and privilege to do this work. Win or lose, you know, I'm really grateful for the opportunity. But I know with the community support, we'll definitely be back there. And I'm looking forward to keeping up that fight, you know, with passion and integrity for another four more years. But thanks again, Richard. And thank you, everyone. Please don't hesitate to reach out to our team. We'd love to have you come in, drop in. You know, that final push is going to be really important. Definitely looking forward to doing this work for many more years to come.
Again, Sarah, thank you, and we look forward to working alongside you in the next three, four, how many years? Four?
4 years, yeah, definitely.
All right. So go get him, and we talk to you again.
Thanks so much, Richard. I'm going to hit some more doors here, so hopefully I run into some of our listeners today. Looking forward to continuing to connect with community members over the next few days. But thanks again, Richard, and everyone have a safe and happy weekend.
Take care. Again, that's Sarah Singh. And again, I want to give out the telephone number for a campaign office. It's 647-847-5634. That's 647-847-5634. 47-5634. Give her a call and the campaign office, and they'll be happy to answer any questions. If you have concern, you need a ride, please reach out to them. As we continue, this is Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. A Cherish R will be in tongue for the big picnic that DJ Riyadh coming up. Caribana Sunday.
तारा मेरा नाम करेगा